On Friday, Batman returns. Again. The Dark Knight once again stars Christian Bale as the Caped Crusader, along with the late Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Commentator John Ridley says this new Batman film marks the latest round in another epic battle between two comic book titans.
There are two kinds of people in the world. I'm not talking Mac people or PC people or even red staters, blue staters. Whether you know it or not, in this life, you are either a DC Comics person or a Marvel Comics person. DC Comics are the publishers of the mythic icons of superdom. Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. It's for people who like their heroes majestic and inspiring. And for folks who like their heroes all angsty and barely able to get off the analyst couch to save a cat from a tree, there's Marvel Comics, home to heroes like Spider-Man and the Hulk. Arguments about which is the better superhero universe are heated at comic book shops, but in filmed entertainment, historically, one publisher was the clear victor.
Gentlemen, this man needs help.
Until the mid-90s, the multiplex was the domain of DC Comics. Bye. And in my far from humble opinion, 1978 Superman is still the comic book adaptation by which others are measured.
Well, I certainly hope this little incident hasn't put you off flying, miss. Statistically speaking, of course, it's still the safest way to travel.
Right.
Marvel Comics, on the other hand, could barely stay solvent, let alone get movies made. The company was mercilessly transferred from one owner to the next like last month's non-Mylar bagged issue. But like any good story, there's a plot twist. On the DC side, the once mighty Superman franchise petered out, and the Batman franchise devolved into camp like the 1960s television series. Meanwhile, with Gamma Strength, Marvel got its financial house together and built up its brand. Over the last 8 years, films based on Marvel characters have raked in an average of $400 million at the box office.
I'm worried about you.
I don't need your help.
Everybody needs help sometimes, Peter. Even Spider-Man.
And the Marvel Universe also lends itself to modern storytelling. DC Comics are set in make-believe cities like Metropolis and Gotham. The Marvel heroes reside in alt versions of New York and Los Angeles. They have personality issues set against real-world stories. Iron Man is a weapons technology billionaire who has to deal with his own guilt over bloodshed in Afghanistan.
They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I prefer the weapon you only need to fire once.
That mix of fantasy and reality seems to resonate more with audiences in our post-9/11, post-Iraq invasion world. Iron Man is currently the summer's highest grossing movie. But for all you non-true believers out there, DC is hardly down for the count. Following the successful reboot of the Batman franchise, the eagerly anticipated Dark Knight hits theaters Friday. Can the Caped Crusader single-handedly rescue the DC Universe and return it to its glory days? To quote the comics, to be continued.
Screenwriter John Ridley. And full disclosure here, he occasionally writes for an imprint of DC Comics called Wildstorm. Ridley's blog, Visible Man, is at npr.org/visibleman. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.